Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christian Javier has been pretty awesome. Let's hit the waiver wire next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, May 26th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. And let's start with the aforementioned Christian Javier, back-to-back outings with 9 strikeouts. He had 20 swinging strikes on Wednesday against the Cleveland Guardians. 69% rostered, SPARP eligible at the Oakland A's next week. Chris, is there anything not to like about Christian Javier?
Oh, I'm sure you could find something not to like about him. But for right now, there's a lot to like about his fantasy profile, and that 69% number needs to be probably close to 100%. I can't imagine there's a league where I wouldn't want to start Christian Javier next week against Oakland. I guess, you know, if you want, like, is there a reason not to like him? I guess he's not a guarantee to go 6 innings in every start. He didn't do it in this one. And so, you know, that matters in your points leagues. You won't get that quality start bonus in your quality starts leagues. You won't get a quality start at all in those scenarios, but he's pitching really well. He's pitched really well basically his entire MLB career. He's getting a lot of strikeouts, and most importantly, he's cut his walk rate to 8.1%. That would be the lowest of his three-year career, a third lower than it was last year. And so combine that with the fact that he gets a lot of swings and misses with his fastball, which allows him to use that as primary pitch without sacrificing strikeout potential. And yeah, I think Christian Javier should pretty much be rostered in all leagues.
Entering Wednesday's action, his 23.4% K-minus walk rate ranked 15th among starting pitchers with at least 30 innings pitched this season. A lot to like with Javier. Yep. How does he rank against some other pitchers who are available? And they have 2 starts next week. Aaron Ashby, now in the Brewers rotation, solid outing at the Padres. He's got the Padres once again and the Cubs next week for 2 starts. And then Jacob Junis posted his first quality start of the season. He's at the Phillies and at the Marlins. Chris, how do you rank Javier, Ashby, and Jacob Junis?
Yeah, rest of season, I would go Javier, Ashby, Junis. I think maybe for next week, a 2-start Ashby or a 2-start Junis. Like, I could see them being better than Javier with 1 start. And, you know, in a points league, maybe I would start those guys over him. They're all SPARP eligible. But for the rest of the season, I do think Christian Javier has more upside, though. Ashby, you know, he's had really good results on balls in play. You know, the velocity is really good. He's getting strikeouts. The problem is he gets too many walks. I think, you know, if he can get the walks under control, there's a lot of upside there. So I think he is worth adding. And Junis is going with this super slider heavy approach. It's always been his best pitch. And we know the Giants have done a really good job of getting the most out of pitchers. So I'm interested in Jacob Junis. And I think 12% is way too low of a roster rate.
All right, let's take a look at some waiver wire hitters. 2 outfielders available. Jock Peterson hit another home run, his 11th. He's got 4 homers over his last 2 games. 52% rostered, 7 games next week on the schedule. Cole Calhoun went 3-for-4 with a sock and a shoe. That's a home run and a stolen base. And in the month of May, he's hitting .328. All 7 of his home runs have come in May. He's 39% rostered, 7 games next week as well. Chris, who do you like more, Jock or Cole Calhoun?
I would go with Jock Peterson because I think in both cases, you're going to derive nearly all of the value you get from them from their power hitting. And I just trust Jock Peterson's power hitting a little more based on how the last few seasons have gone. Calhoun, the underlying numbers are actually quite good so far, but I feel like it's kind of that's what happens when you have seven home runs in 12 games or whatever he's got right now. So I think he's enough of an established commodity that you don't have to buy into a hot streak too much. He's fine to add, but it's going to be very easy to drop him when he cools off.
All right, let's talk about a catcher. William Contreras, the brother of Wilson Contreras, went 1-for-2 with his 7th home run. He added 2 walks and has started 4 of the last 5 games for the Braves. 31% rostered. He's got 7 games next week, including 4 in Coors Field. Chris, what do you think about Contreras? And would you be okay dropping Travis d'Arnaud, Sean Murphy, guys like that for him?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Like, I think you might regret dropping d'Arnaud for him. There's potentially more upside down the road, but like, we don't do weekly rankings for baseball. But if we did, I think William Contreras would probably be like a top 8 or 9 catcher for us next week with the 4 games at Coors Field. They're finding ways to get him in the lineup. He's playing outfield and DH occasionally. So, yeah, I think William Contreras, it's unlikely to be a long-term solution, but there are only like 6 or 7 long-term solutions at catcher anyway. So I'm fine just riding him while he's hot.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
World of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!